Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Join Jim Gilbert and WCCO listeners on a spectacular 11-day tour of Norway and Iceland, September 9th through the 19th. This handcrafted tour includes tours of Oslo, Bergen, and a stunning cruise along one of Norway's fjords. Soak in spectacular vistas along the legendary Flåmen-Bergen Railway, which offers some of Norway's most scenic landscapes. Later, they depart Norway for the sights and experiences of Iceland. Bathe in the famous Blue Lagoon before taking Iceland's Golden Circle Tour, where natural wonders come alive with geysers, waterfalls, lava fields, and Icelandic horses. This custom tour experience includes round-trip airfare, expert guides, select hotels, numerous meals, including daily breakfast. In addition to Norway and Iceland, you can find trips to Tuscany, the Alps, Scotland, and Ireland. For more information on how to make your reservation, call Defined Destinations at 651-398-9358 or visit DefinedDestinations.com. Again, that's DefinedDestinations.com.
Live from the Carrier Heating Studio in downtown Minneapolis, this is News Radio 830 WCCO.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in moments. Denny Long here from my friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers. Hope you check it out sometime. Cardinal Corner is called. Well, let's see. Daylight saving time. That means birds have more daylight to feed and play. Pam and Lee say that in March, we need to start thinking of nesting birds, starting with wood ducks and bluebirds. They're the first to arrive looking for houses. By the way, Cardinal Corner has beautiful Peters and Bluebird kits that'll help you attract bluebirds to your yard or maybe start a bluebird trail. Don't forget the suet either, mealworms, peanuts, and more. And by the way, they have the freshest bird seed at Cardinal Corner you will find anywhere. They also have a monthly newsletter, all kinds of tips and stories. You just subscribe online, cardinalcorner.com, to sign up. Stop in if you can. See Lee and Pam, West St. Paul, Butler, and South Robert. Amy is located at the Newport Center. They always like to chat with you, 651-455-6556, or you can visit, as I said, online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim Gilbert. We have officially, well, we dropped a degree from last hour, now 29 officially.
29. All right. I couldn't decide here if it was 28 or 29, it was right between. Okay, 29 and 28. Okay, it's 28 degrees here in our yard on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis, where it's mostly cloudy. In fact, about 95% cloudy. Not much wind. I heard the double squawk of a male ringneck pheasant when I was outside getting the temperature reading. Didn't have to use my flashlight this morning, though, which is kind of neat. One American robin calling, northern cardinals singing. It's a beautiful morning, really. Our son Christian, who teaches at Waconia Middle School, reports that the Lake Waconia ice is still 29 inches thick. And the interesting thing about that is that the ice out last year was March 7th. So here we are. You know, 11 days later, we still got 29 inches of ice. The staff and students of Waconia Middle School are involved in a Pennies for Patients. That's a cancer-type organization, Pennies for Patients. They've been involved in it for several years. But anyway, at Today at 2 p.m., there will be a Lake Waconia dip. Charlie Bosick and Tom Vesa are helping with this event. Anyone who would like to take a dip in Lake Waconia for a good cause, show up at 2 o'clock today in our city of Waconia down by the lake, and you'll see others maybe jumping into the lake.
Are you going to be doing that, Jim?
No. Do not come and see. But Denny's heard about it, so he may come.
But you never know.
Don't hold
your breath, however.
And then I was taken by the ad again, the 11-day tour to Scandinavia's Norway and Iceland next September.
What 19th, does that sound like, a great trip?
The 19th. It does. And you know what? I say, and Sandy and others say too, if you've ever consider a trip to Norway and Iceland, this may be the trip for you. Join Sandy and me next September 9th to the 19th as we experience and enjoy all these experiences in both countries. You know, and if you want more information, here's the phone number again, 651-398-9358, or check their website, defineddestinations.com. And Michael Kenny always does a nice job of putting these trips together. We've been on three others as hosts, and they were great. And I know you've done it.
Oh, too. Absolutely. We used to get in a lot of trouble together, as a matter of fact.
Well, anyway, sunrise, 7:20, so five more minutes. Sunset, 7:23. Okay, so that gives us 12 hours and 3 minutes. Uh-oh, we're not even supposed to have that much, because we haven't reached the equinox yet.
Not yet.
Not till Tuesday. But the reason is, it's the bending of the light rays through the atmosphere. So anyway, we have 12 hours and 3 minutes. We've gained 3 minutes and a few seconds of daylight since yesterday. We've gained 22 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. And as of today, 3 hours and 16 minutes is a total daylight gain since December 21st. And the amount of daylight that we have now is equivalent to what we would have on September 24th. So we still have 3 hours and 33 minutes of daylight to gain by June 21st, the summer solstice, and of course, here in the Northern Hemisphere, longest daylight period of the year. Normal high for day 42, and we beat it yesterday. Hit the first 50 yesterday, and normal low 25. Records for today, March 18th in the Twin Cities, high 79, set in 2012. Now, 2012 was quite a year, because 5 out of the 7 record highs for last week were from 2012, including the 80 degrees for yesterday.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah, isn't that something? 80 degrees on, you know, the 17th of March, 2012. Anyway, record low, -8 in 1923. And the most snow we've ever received in the state, 9.6 inches, 1951. We have a very new waxing thin crescent moon that actually rises this morning at 8:13, but sets at 8:45. About an hour and 20 minutes after the sunset, so it'll be this thin crescent moon. Next full moon is March 31st, the second full moon this month, so it'll be called the blue moon. Now, meteorologists told us that spring began on March 1st because we had just finished the 90 coldest days of the year. But this coming Tuesday, March 20th, is a vernal equinox, the beginning of astronomical spring. And in Latin, Denny, I think you know this because you studied a little bit of Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Vernal means spring,
mm-hmm.
and equinox means equal night. And what they're referring to is, you know, equal days, equal nights, every place on the face of the earth, which is, I think, really interesting. And so there's a particular time when the sun crosses an imaginary line in the sky, and that time is 11:15, and that's when we move into astronomical spring. Oh, there's so many things. I don't even know where to start. But anyway, I finally saw my first of the year Eastern chipmunk yesterday. It was at our feeding station. I saw it running across the hard, crusty snow in a small forest right next to us. Julie Brophy from Victoria spotted her first year eastern chipmunk way back on March 1st. And Jill Heberson, I think it's called, Heberson, I think, maybe, from Waconee spotted a chipmunk out this past Wednesday, the 14th. Eastern chipmunks are only active during the day. Although they do climb trees, they spend most of their time on the ground. These are little squirrels. Okay, each male and female chipmunk maintains its own burrow, usually in or near woodlands. Their burrows, only about 2 inches in diameter, and have several entrance ways, are sometimes as much as 10 feet long. Can't imagine all that digging for those little animals.
I guess.
And then sometimes it goes down as deep as 5 feet.
Wow.
And Denny, there are chambers for sleeping, for food storage, and for waste.
How about that?
Those guys know what they're doing. We've got all kinds of things. Lately, the spring signs have come on fast. Like our first 50-degree reading yesterday, more daylight each day. But something that many of us have noticed building up in the past, few weeks, more bird music. We see and hear Canada geese, of course, flying and honking. Early returning male red-winged blackbirds sing their trilled songs from marshes. Northern cardinals and house finches sing loud and long. Woodpeckers are heard drumming. Mourning doves cooing. Many people are talking about the distinctive trumpeting, rattling, haunting calls of the sandhill cranes. We see and hear them over city areas. They've been seen right over the Twin Cities. We see them land in wet fields and other wetlands. Last Sunday, Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield were out birding and driving, of course, quite a ways. They went south of Nelson and east of Alma, Wisconsin, and saw and heard over 100 sandhill cranes in a big marshy area. Now about maple syruping. Last year, maple syrup producers began tapping trees and a few days before the first sap flows on February 11th. Just get this now. February 11th, first sap flows. Finally, yesterday, March 17th, the maple trees woke up enough so that maple syruping season started. Clark McNamis from East Bay Sugarbush on the northwest side of Lake Waconee reports that there's still much snow in parts of their sugarbush, the forest there, but yesterday was their first maple sap run of the year. Diane and David Herring, who live near Waterville, have had their sugar maples tapped for a couple of weeks, and they report that the trees facing west, so like on a hillside facing west where it's warmer in the afternoon, they ran the best yesterday. They haven't collected enough yet to make maple syrup, but they'll be making their first batch this week for sure. Don and Mary Summers from Summerscogan, that's a sugar bush in Minnetrista, have exactly 1,000 taps out, and report that yesterday was their first good maple sap run of the season. They collected about 1 gallon of sap from each tap yesterday. They're using a vacuum pump and tube network type system, so they're able to get more sap faster out of their trees, and it does not harm the trees. This is scientifically done. Oh, and I should mention, too, Diane and Dave Herring spotted the first woodchuck out and about on March 14th. That would have been last Wednesday. Do we have time for more?
Sure.
Okay. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield report seeing their first woodchuck out last Sunday, the 11th. On the same day, they saw the first two common grackles arrive at their feeding station. They saw an American crow carrying nesting material. Yesterday, the 17th, there was an influx in numbers of American robins, all males. They heard wild turkeys gobbling in their first year, mourning dove cooing. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault note that all last week they saw many migrating American robins. The robins have been eating crabapples, buckthorn and hackberry fruit, and hunting on lawn areas that are snow-free. Yesterday, they saw hundreds of American robins, heard them singing, also saw flocks of red-winged blackbirds arriving. Now, this is kind of interesting because they're like only 50 miles south of many of us in the Twin Cities area, and they have all these robins and red-winged blackbirds, and yet I see like one robin and three red-winged blackbirds. So they're going to be here probably today in big numbers. Tom Bover said, because there's open water on the Cannon River below the dam and where Cannon goes into Wells Lake, he, this past week, has seen several great blue herons, his first of the year wood ducks. He's also seen tundra and trumpeter swans there, first redheads and canvasback ducks, and the first herring gull. Other waterfowl spotted this week included white-fronted Rosses and Canada geese, and ringneck and gadwall ducks. Jim Hovda from Rice, that's north of St. Cloud, reports first American robin arrived Wednesday, March 14th. Northern cardinals sing loud and long. Lots of trumpeter swans have showed up, of course, looking for nesting territories. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur report that male American robins have flooded Henderson, Le Sueur area trees. Here it is, south of us again, all these robins. And pairs of trumpeter swans have been scouting prospective nesting pond options. Other migrants include eastern bluebirds and fox sparrows.
About that, we also got a note you did just the other day from Chris in Montrose saying sandhill cranes spotted in Wright County on March 6th.
Sandhill cranes. What a neat sound.
I should say. Well, I was looking through our porch at our deck yesterday, Jim, and that nice day, St. Patrick's Day, and I was looking at, hey, I can see by the yard furniture now. I think all of it.
The snow is off all of ours now. There's still snow around it.
Right.
It's off the tops.
Exactly. And Jim and I love this furniture not only because it's a green company, a family-run CCO business, but it's good stuff. Yeah, it costs a little bit more maybe, but I tell you what, you don't have to replace it. You just keep adding to it, and Jim will tell you that it looks good like ours does, as good as it did years ago when you got it, right? I mean, it doesn't change.
That's right, it does. No, it could be 10 years old, still looks like new.
Yeah, and the tables and chairs, they shed nature's onslaught every day. You don't have to store it. We say that every week. And ever, you don't have to store it. Leave it out there on the deck. Game tables, whatever you need, they have it. And like they say, start making memories today. Visit bytheyard.net. See hundreds of styles. As Jim will tell you, they've got a beautiful showroom right down 169, a quick drive from 494. It's about 15 minutes is about all it takes. And I'm going to give you a lot of folks call their toll-free number after Jim's show. It's a recording. You can get a free color catalog. I urge you to do that. And as Jim will tell you, right, get to that showroom and get all sorts of ideas.
The showroom is fabulous, and it just, they have all these different settings. You can just walk around and look and dream, you know, think, hey, I could have something like this in my yard.
Absolutely. It gives you a lot of ideas. Here's the toll-free number. You can call 877-220-0448, 877-220-0448. Get that catalog and visit the showroom, and you're going to love that furniture. Again, a family-run business down near Jordan, Minnesota, called By the Yard. Jim, we have two, 3 minutes or so.
Okay. Mary Brislance from the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen reports they had a beautiful day yesterday. Nice day, 12 hours of daylight. Oh, you know, like everybody was enjoying. Last Sunday, the barred owl arrived again. It had been coming off and on all winter, and she fed us some scraps of chicken. And she said, red bulls are still there, but only six common red bulls coming to their feeding station. But she said there's a webcam out from Cornell University that shows a feeding station at Thunder Bay in Canada, many, many red bulls coming to that station. Herring gull arrived right on time, the first herring gull into the yard there. Couple of foxes come, and the flying squirrels come in each evening. I have a report from Elizabeth Howard. she works and runs this Journey North program, and she said, the overwintering season is coming to an end. That's in Michoacán. Now, you say it the right way.
Michoacán.
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 Okay. And the northbound monarch butterflies have been leaving in masses from some sanctuaries and slower from others, but soon all will be gone. Along the migration trail, early migrating monarchs have been reported already in the southern part of Texas and Louisiana. So these monarchs that were equivalent to just west of Mexico City have now been moving into Texas and Louisiana. Julie Brophy also works for Journey, but she reports from Victoria yesterday. She heard first of the year and saw Canada Goose standing on the Kelzer Pond right in their, like in their backyard, declaring territory. I think I heard it yesterday, but I didn't see any standing on the ice. I'm going to look for that today. Also, yesterday she heard and saw her first common grackles of the season in their Victoria yard, and they joined the red-winged blackbirds at the feeding station. And, Denny, there's so many, many wonderful things happening now in springtime. People are just enjoying, you know, like every minute.
And officially it comes in Tuesday morning, right?
Tuesday morning, yes.
Say, Jim, I wanted to mention something I'm sure you already know, but I received my latest copy of Lake Superior magazine, and I saw they had a nice tribute to David Brislance.
Mary told me about that last night.
Yeah,
I've got to see that.
You should. And I'm going to send you a book I just received. It's a hardcover. And maybe you've got it, from the Minnesota Historical Society Press. It's called, and by the author is Adam Arvidson, Wild and Rare, Tracking Endangered Species in the Upper Midwest. I thought you'd like to read that.
Love to.
Yes, you'll look for that coming in the snail mail coming this week.
All right.
And some texters I can leave with that. I love waking up to owl conversations. That comes from Joyce in St. Croix Falls. Some folks saw some robins yesterday in Otsego. Hi from Kearney, Nebraska. Saw hundreds of thousands of sandhill cranes from a blind on the Platte River listening to Jim on CCO. Let's see.
Kearney, Nebraska.
Yep.
For sandhill cranes.
There you go. Well, Jim, we have to take our leave, but look for that book. I think you might enjoy that.
Look, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Have a good week.
You too. Thanks, Jim. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.